sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you second hour from live from Round Rock, Texas. And I've got Donna on the line. I held her over. Donna, you still with me?
Yes, I am, Michael. And I think we're at a very critical point, you know, with ourselves and with our history here. And parents have got to start taking charge. You know, up here in Massachusetts, we have our wonderful DSS who prides itself on taking the children of middle-income people because maybe you know, the kid got slapped for doing something he shouldn't have done. But, you know, up in South Boston and in Brockton, you know, the crack kids are still playing out on the curb in the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got a problem here with the state just trying to take control. They're trying to intimidate, average middle-class Joe's family.
Well, but they also, they also are doing everything they can do to keep their children in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And to, for example, let's talk about vaccinations. Okay.
They're, yes.
They mm-hmm. they say, well, it's the law. You have to have, your children have to have these vaccinations. It is not the law. No.
It is not. No.
It is their policy, and the school system gets money for mm-hmm. for getting this done. So obviously it's to the school system's advantage to have the children vaccinated. And we all, and I'm sure if you've been listening, Darby, and for any length of time, we know what's in those vaccines. You've got Thimerosal.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And Michael, we, you know, as parents, I mean, I know it is very difficult in these times, but it can be done. You know, you get the help of your family, you get the support of your community. In our case here, what we did is, you know, in some cases where a mother had to work, I say even part-time, we said, send your child over here. You know, my child is, close to that same age category. We'll do that lesson here. We'll do lessons here. And, you know, I've heard all the stories about homeschooled kids just not turning out right. Well, it's all false.
Oh, right.
They turn out, they're very well adapted. And they know how to reason, they know how to read, they know the fundamentals, and they have a much better understanding of the world around them than the kids in school, because the kids in school to me are actually a lot more sheltered.
Well, they have...
I mean, they are confined to this, you know, particular regimen. That's all they do, and homeschool kids have a lot more going on.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, I think I've had, maybe 3 or 4 guests on just in the past few mm-hmm. weeks that are going through issues with CPS, their children have been taken away from them for one reason or another,
right.
And it is absolute hell for these people. It's not only is it expensive, but it's mind-boggling to go through their legal matrix to try to get these children back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is in the school system within what,
mm-hmm.
And some of it is without the school system.
Well, in large part in the schools, and up here, there's a social worker in every school. The kids are encouraged to turn their parents in for looking at them cross-eyed. I am not kidding.
Oh, I know. And that's not just up in, where is it? You're in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
That's not just there. It's everywhere. If they can get, there's question. Oh, we got a break coming up. You want to hold over?
Sure, okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll be here.
All right. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We have Donna on the line, who was gracious enough to hold over. CN3, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and we've got Donna holding over some more. Donna, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
All I wanted to say, Michael, is that, you know, we're at crunch time here, and, you know, people who have children need to look for alternatives to public schools, because if you truly understand what is going on at this point in history and you believe in the precepts of the Bible as well, you need to stay out of that system. You need to keep your children out of that system.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and it brings up an instance. My son is grown now, but I wound up pulling my son out of public schools because it's not just, it seems like there's a minefield in the school system, and the powers that be and the educational format for the management in the school system, along with CPS and other outside agencies, they're looking for any reason that they can find to take the children, to put them into this system. And so, yes, I not only agree with you, but I would, I would advocate for parents to, you know, if they can afford to do that, homeschool the children, get them out of there. Because outcome-based education, they're literally dumbing down the children. They're indoctrinating. They're regimenting them, just as I was reading in this latest bill.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
They are militarizing the school system. And, they're doing it already, but now they're going to put it into law. Okay?
This has been planned for a long time, Michael. This has been in the works for a long time. My youngest child is 18 now, and I saw this when he was 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I just knew there was something really screwy happening. with the school system when he was a five-year-old in kindergarten. They told me that he had all these problems, motor skill problems and speech problems. So I went into a conference with these teachers and these therapists, and they're talking to me about his motor skills problems. And I said, have you ever seen him throw a baseball? And they looked at me like I was an absolute idiot, Michael, as if to say, you know, who are you to speak to us in that tone and in that manner? And I told them, I said, he can put a baseball exactly where he wants to, and he's only five. I said, there is nothing wrong with his motor skills. So, and I began to ask, what is really happening here?
Well,
and I said, it was all the money they were bringing in for
psychotropic drugs, maybe?
These children. Excuse me?
I was going to say, were they trying to implement psychotropic drugs on him? Ritalin,
yes.
Or whatever? Yes.
They wanted him on Ritalin. They wanted all three of my children on Ritalin. I had three of them in the system at the time, and at different levels of the school, they wanted all three of them on Ritalin for, different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down with my husband one night. I said, I'm not going to allow this. And it was a fight. You know, we sat down, we battled with the superintendent of schools, and I just showed him in writing where I am allowed to homeschool my children, where I am not obligated to send them to any particular school system. I had a curriculum all set. I showed it to him. I said, this is approved. It's an approved curriculum, and this is what we're going to do. And there's nothing you can do about it. I just said, I didn't ask him if I could homeschool our children. I said, we are going to do it. And we took them out in the middle of a school year. They were more upset than you can imagine.
What was the establishment? I was going to ask you what the establishment's reaction to that was when you said we're pulling them out.
They were horrified. We were the first parents in this school district to pull kids out of school like we did, the first ones in this district. This superintendent prided himself on the fact that no parent in his district homeschooled their child. He was very proud of that until we walked in and said, this is what we're going to do.
Well, did any of the other parents follow suit?
Yes. Yes. Several neighbors of mine did the same thing. And we cooperated with each other. We set up a support group system. And this can be done anywhere, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done anywhere. And this is what needs to be done. And you have to, and especially in the formative years, you've got to have those children at home where they are learning the correct values, I mean the real values, and they are being inculcated with the right mental framework. And not only that, it's the fundamentals. They're not being taught the correct fundamentals in school anymore. And
no, it's outcome-based education. It's the dumbing down of America. I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you go. I got to run because I want to shift gears here. I got another article to get into. And
okay, Michael.
I'm not going to have time.
Thanks for everything you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and I appreciate your input. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Well, at any rate, okay. I'm pretty much. I mean, there's this bill goes. It goes on, and I'm not going to go through the balance of the bill. The only thing, the main issues that I wanted to bring out were what they're attempting to do. Well, they're already doing it, but what they're attempting to implement legislatively about basically turning our school system into a military academy, and the oversight and it ties in with the hate crimes legislation and. You know, employing successful field-tested programs and dealing with the implements of violence and gun-related violence. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. So at any rate, call your congressman. Tell him not to pass it. I want to shift gears here. I've got I was surfing around on the web, excuse me, and I ran across something that was of interest to me that I wanted to share with you guys because I had, if you remember, my listeners that listened in a couple weeks ago, I went off on Bill O'Reilly about this rant that he went on with Rosie O'Donnell and so forth. And I happened to run across an article put out by TV News Lies, Jesse's blog. And I wanted to go into this in a little detail because I'm right on the same page with this guy. As a matter of fact, I emailed him and I asked him to come on my show as a guest to talk about this. But I'm going to read it because I agree with it. I am tired of watching these ad hominem attacks on mainstream news to people like Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen by these, you know, these media whores, these government shills, whatever you want to call them, that cannot stand up to credible evidence. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as far as 9/11 is concerned, we have totally proven through the research that has been done, through the testing that's been done by physics professors like Stephen Jones and so forth, that 9/11 indeed was an inside job. Those buildings did not come down by airplanes hitting them. But at any rate, I don't go into a lot of that because I believe in finding solutions as opposed to, you know, continuing to dredge up how it happened or what plane hit where or so forth. But I want to read this to you because this guy and I are on the same page here, and I think it's time. As I mentioned on a previous show a week or so ago, I think it's time that all of the celebrities that know 9/11 was an inside job, and there are a lot of them out there, I think it's time to come out and support Charlie Sheen, Rosie O'Donnell, James Brolin, all of the other ones that know. So let me read this to you. To 9/11 conspiracy debunkers, I'm calling you out. Show up or shut up. This message is addressed to all of the deniers and naysayers who have spent almost 6 years swearing to the lies of the official story of 9/11. It is high time to throw down the gauntlet and dare you to confront the questions that have to be answered. Consider it done. You won't let us speak to you in public, and you won't attend our events, so tell me, who exactly is running and hiding and why? It sure as hell is not any of us in the 9/11 truth movement. We've been out there with the facts and evidence just waiting for you to respond and show us where we were wrong and you were right. Face to face, in public, not one of you has ever responded, and we're damn tired of waiting. And so, there really is only one way to go right now. The 9/11 discussion either has to end immediately or it has to go public, full force. I am personally calling out the people who continue to cling to the official story. Bring your experts, bring the 9/11 Commission, bring your debunkers, and openly debate me and the team I put together. If you hear us out and answer our questions honestly in a public and open forum, we'll go away. If not, we want mainstream televised coverage of the research we have done. We are not interested in some intellectual exercise or publicity stunt. On the contrary, confronting the facts we have unearthed may very well be a matter of national security. It is very possible that the perpetrators of the events of 9/11 may very well be members of our own government. I am sending this challenge to a whole range of people who are trying so hard to ridicule and destroy the credibility of the 9/11 truth movement. The gamut runs from Michael Chertoff's cousin, who wrote the recent propaganda piece in Popular Mechanics, to all the people involved in a coordinated effort to eliminate any 9/11 discussion at all. It also includes every one of the people working with coordinated venom to discredit the reputation of anyone who might influence Americans to actually look at the 9/11 evidence. All of these people, along with their cohorts who regularly chime in and mock the 9/11 truth movement, need to do one of two things. Show up and discuss the evidence in public, record it on video with 9/11 experts chosen by me, or shut the hell up. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching how unqualified and uninformed lemmings pick off a few raindrops in the storm of 9/11 evidence and claim that there are no clouds hanging over the official story. Once in a while, you people claim to have found some holy grail to back up your argument, but you don't seem to realize that about 10 minutes after your mythical security blanket articles are published, we in the 9/11 reality community are counting the deceptions, omissions, and outright falsehoods it contains. The Popular Mechanics article I referred to is only the most recent life raft for those still drinking the official 9/11 Kool-Aid. That issue should have come with a set of highlighter pens to help readers separate the author's claims into three appropriate challenges: lies, deceptions, and omissions. But no one will come forward to publicly defend the contents of the article in a public forum with experts who are willing to expose its distortions and deceptions. I wonder why. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I will continue. Thank you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'm reading an article that I pulled off of TV News Lies from Jesse's blog, which the reason I'm reading it is because it's my sentiments exactly. And I'm pushing, for listeners that have been listening to my show for a while, I'm working with other journalists and musicians and so forth to push to try to get this subject mainstream, to debate it and end it and expose it once and for all. Because I'm not one to keep regurgitating the old stuff of who hit what and did the plane crash, did it not. I'm looking for a solution here. And I'm working behind the scenes to try to get one. So anyway, let me continue with this article. And then I'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. If you want to question or comment, feel free to call in. Goes on to say, we have been begging for discussions. We have been screaming at the top of our lungs. We write editorials and blogs, authors, books. We produce documentaries. We interview witnesses. We study films and on and on. You name it, we do it. We are journalists. We're former members of the military, the government, the CIA, the FBI, military intelligence, and the clergy. We are pilots, scientists, lawyers, engineers, scholars, foreign government officials, foreign intelligence officers, police officers, firefighters, and just plain old jobless citizens. Some of us are researchers, and some of us are just asking questions. Some of us go too far in drawing conclusions, and some of us simply acknowledge that we don't know what happened that day. But we all have one thing in common.
We now realize that the official story cannot possibly be true. We are you, or excuse me, yes, we are you, and you don't even know it. We show up at your events. When we are able to get past Big Brother and pose a legitimate question to the 9/11 Commission members or to Rudy Giuliani, you toss us out on our asses like we were in Stalin's Russia. You have our names taken and we end up on no-fly lists. Yet we keep trying. But no matter how we try, we can't access the criminals who have hijacked our government. Not in Congress, and surely not in the White House. We couldn't even get a good crime-fighting attorney general to hear our case. The hard-working folks over at 911truth.org delivered a docket of evidence to Elliot Spitzer, then the governor, associate assistant governor of New York, that might well have led to 9/11-related indictments. I was there when they did, but you managed to shut that door as well, and nothing came of it. We have events. In New York, for example, the 911truth.org group headed by Les Jamison has public informative presentations on 9/11, related issues every single week. We have national conventions. We have community meetings. And we have public demonstrations. We invite the gatekeepers of the official story to these events. We invite the authors of the hit piece like the one in Popular Mechanics to join us. We invite members of the corporate media to join us. We invite the so-called liberals like the folks of Air America Radio and so-called bastions of truth like Amy Goodman to join us. We invite politicians to join us. We invite police and firefighters, from the top brass to the guys who are now dying of lung diseases contracted by trying to rescue their brothers and sisters at Ground Zero. You know, the people now dying because the Bush administration had the EPA issue a false report saying that the ground at Air Zero was safe, even though it wasn't. And even when someone in the movement finally gets a moment of media exposure and tries to raise questions about the official 9/11 story to the unsuspecting public, you gang up on him, or him or her, and never, ever discuss the issue itself. You can't kill the message, so you rough up the messenger. I've watched a few of these people get their 15 minutes in front of the camera. Some really great people have worked very hard to get some airtime, but not everybody is adept at dealing with the tactics of the media. The people in the media are professionals. They know how to control a message. They know how to make even an intelligent person look stupid. Some absolutely brilliant people, such as Professor Stephen Jones, have more understanding about the events of 9/11 than most Americans combined. But when you throw someone like that to the wolves, can you say Tucker Carlson? They're going to be eaten alive. That's what happens when we get a minute or two here or there. Occasionally, we get someone like Charlie Sheen or Rosie O'Donnell to bring public attention to the issue. But celebrities are lightning rods. I don't care who the person is. Any celebrity easily can become a victim of character assassination. This may sound arrogant, and this may sound as if I'm doing this for some self-serving purpose, but I really feel that the 9/11 truth movement needs someone like me. And I am offering myself up as the person for the job. I doubt that any member of the corporate media can go one round with me, and I won't let any fancy mouthpiece like Sean Hannity win a debate in which he is factually incorrect, but in which he is a stronger and louder debater. Trust me, I am no Alan Combs. So here is my offer to both the 9/11 Truth Movement and to the backers and creators of the official story. Bring it on. To the 9/11 Truth community, I'll reach out to you and put together a hand-picked team of members of the 9/11 research community. We'll assemble the big guns. We'll bring the researchers. We'll bring the witnesses. We'll bring the documentation. We'll bring the questions. And we'll bring a body of verifiable public information that the criminal corporate media have kept from the public. To the 9/11 Commission, members of Congress, members of law enforcement, families of the victims, legal professionals, Popular Mechanics editorial staff, and to the portion of the general public who still believe the official explanation of the events of 9/11, assemble your team and get ready to educate us. I'll be back in three with more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I'm going to continue with the balance of this article. And by the way, if you want to, you can call me, 800-313-9443. Give me your input on it if you want. I'm reading an article by TV News Lies, and it's Jesse's blog, of which I fervently agree with, and we're all behind the scenes pushing and pushing to get this on the table, to get it in front of national media in a fair an honest debate, because I guarantee you, if we can get this done, they will lose. And it goes beyond that, but I'll get to that in a few minutes. Let me finish this up. To the corporate media, cover the events. Cover the events, or you will end up on the wrong side of public rage when the truth finally emerges and is accepted by the general public. And I want to stop right there and emphasize, we know the truth. The people that know 9/11 was an inside job, we know the truth. We've been down the rabbit hole. We've done the research extensively. And the people that continue to be the media whores, the government shills that keep trying to perpetrate this lie on the unsuspecting, propagandized Americans are the people who are going to wind up with the biggest amount of egg on their face when this is all over. All right, let me continue. You know, this is not the 60s. This is not the Kennedy assassination. We have access to information. We don't have to wait 40 years to realize it when the media is protecting the people who hurt us. A word to the wise.
get on board or sink with the ship. I will arrange for a public conference, perhaps at a university, and perhaps one that spans several days. We will have hearings. Our researchers and witnesses will present a case, as if in a court of law. Our purpose will be to expose the lies contained within the official story. We will show how the 9/11 Commission changed, omitted, or misrepresented much of the original evidence and testimony. We will make the case that the executive director of the 9/11 Commission, Philip Zelikow, refused testimony and evidence did not allow any information that disputed the pre-approved official story. We will not go beyond what we know for certain, although we will include all related information regarding means, motive, opportunity, and suspicious behavior or coincidence. Then the representatives of the official story will address the issues as presented. No conclusion will be reached at the event. Recordings of the event will be made available to the world. There will be no copyrights on the recorded event. It will be distributed at no cost, or at a small fee, enough to cover materials and access like blank DVDs and internet hosting and bandwidth, to the public via internet and via individuals who will copy and distribute the recordings. Any conclusion about what really happened on 9/11 will be reached by the public. The nation needs to address this issue once and for all. We need to start the discussion or finally put an end to it. This event will merely expose the fact that there is a discussion to be had. If you are so confident that the official story is in fact the truth, then shut up. Then shut us up once and for all by defeating us in this court of public opinion. No more hit-and-run pot shots like the Popular Mechanics piece. Stand up and respond to the people who have questions about 9/11. If you can't answer our questions, all of the questions, the verdicts will be obvious. If you refuse this challenge, your silence will show that you have no explanations and no defense to support the official story of 9/11. If you refuse to respond, you lose by default. Simple as that. The burden of proof must now shift from the people with questions to the people who have given us the official explanations of the events of 9/11. Your explanation does not hold water. We can prove that. Can you prove that it does? If yes, then do so, and let us go back to our normal lives. If you can't, the American people better wake up and begin to understand what that means, and the American people had better be prepared to do something about it. So come on, Larry King, Oprah Winfrey, Regis, let's do a few hours in front of America and see how the questions impact your viewers. Let's dedicate a week of TV coverage, complete coverage, to this vital issue. And I'll set the agenda, not you. I won't let you edit the segments and then bring on your hitmen to talk about the issue without our representatives there. No more playing by your rules, because you are liars, and I can prove it. I'm ready to do this. Are you? Right now, either put up or shut up. Signed, Jesse, editor of TVNewsLies.org. I commend you, Jesse. I'm right in your corner, and believe me, my friend, I am working behind the scenes with many journalists, many talented people, people that are musicians, people that own recording studios, people that have a desire to get the truth out to the American people, okay? And we're working overtime to try to get this issue on the table in front of America and the world. Let's go to Leon. Leon in Texas, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. I've been pretty well convinced that the administration knew that some pretty serious hijackings are going to take place and that week. And I'm pretty well convinced because they warned a small circle of friends.
They did.
And treasured bureaucrats. But I am not convinced that the administration knew exactly what was going to be successfully hit or how successfully it was going to be hit.
Okay.
And I don't think that any additional demolitions or thermite or anything like that were necessary to explain the collapse of these buildings.
Okay, let me stop you and ask you a question, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
It is your opinion that these buildings collapsed from the impact of these jetliners with the jet fuel. Is that correct?
No, not from the impact.
I mean, no, well, from the burning of the jet fuel.
From the burning of the plane itself.
Okay.
So you're talking about 110 tons of aluminum.
Right.
And that burns with the same intensity as 110 tons of thermite. Actually, slightly better efficiency because you don't have to add the iron oxide, which is only in the thermite to provide oxygen in the first place. Now, the oxygen is nicely provided by the fact that the plane's made, you know, big holes, and consequently has got to be a pretty good breeze through the floors where the plane's impacted. Now, in case you were not clear on this, aluminum melts and ignites at 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
And when it ignites, it burns, yielding a fire of about 4,700 degrees Fahrenheit, which is enough to melt steel.
Well, how do you explain the collapse of Building 7, Leon? No plane hit it.
No, but it had quite a steady supply of diesel fuel being pumped into the place where there was a fire.
Mm, does diesel fuel burn at 2,770 degrees?
No, but it's a matter of time. You will notice that Building 7 took about 10 hours to collapse,
mm-hmm.
whereas the Twin Towers, which had planes burning in them, mm-hmm. collapsed a lot more quickly.
Well, I guess that would mean that if my stove was left on for 10 hours, it would collapse as well. Thanks for the call, Leon.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Oh, no. You're just telling me that physics took a vacation that day, Leon.
Just put an aluminum pot dry on the top of your stove and see how promptly you burn the bottom out of it.
Burn the bottom out of your stove?
No, out of
the aluminum pot.
Yeah.
Okay, but the 47 core pieces of steel that were in the middle of that building that mysteriously disappeared in the Popular Mechanics report, how do you explain those, Leon? When the Popular Mechanics did their piece, okay, and they explained how the building pancaked down on itself, how did those 47 core pieces of steel mysteriously disappear, Leon?
Well, here's one for you.
Answer my question, Leon.
Why, of course, a lot of them got melted, and that's the pool that Rodriguez saw when he looked down the elevator shaft.
Is that the explosion that Rodriguez heard before the first plane hit the building as well, when his friend came screaming in with all of his skin burned off, Leon?
Have you ever been in a ship and it was hit by a shell? If this ever happened...
This is preposterous, Leon. That explosion took place... the explosion took place 30 seconds before the plane hit by William Rodriguez's own testimony, number one, okay? Number two, you're telling me that Building 7 or Building 1 and 2 was imploded by the fuel that burned from this jet. Okay, now explain why the smoke coming out from the buildings was black, which means it was oxygen-starved, which means it wasn't burning at anywhere near 2,770 degrees, which means that the physics took a vacation that day. Will you explain that to me, Leon?
Hold on a second. You can verify everything I'm saying just by going to Van Nostrand's Scientific Encyclopedia.
I can verify everything I'm saying by going to Dr. Stephen Jones' report.
Okay, wait a second. You're going a little too fast here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't panic.
I'm not panicked.
Don't panic.
I'm enjoying this, Leon. Go ahead.
All right. Now, here you are with 110 tons of live airplane in each of these towers. Now, that is the equivalent of about 300 tons of coal in fuel value. The jet fuel is sufficient to ignite the aluminum skin of these airplanes.
Go ahead.
Go and ask someone who's a firefighter at a major airport, and they will tell you that they get slag on a crashed plane as fast as they can, because otherwise it's just going to turn into one pile of slag. That's how good aluminum is as a fuel.
I tell you what, partner. Look, I've got a whole lot of callers in here. You just go into Google and type in 9/11 smoking guns, and when you can answer about 300 anomalies about this, first of all, you're telling me that physics took a vacation that day, okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Steel melts at 2,770 degrees Fahrenheit, okay?
And aluminum burns at 4,700.
So?
So the aluminum fire is sufficient to melt, melt.
But the fuel that exploded, excuse me, sir, but the fuel that exploded in the building, okay, never reached the point that would melt aluminum. So there you go, okay? And physics took a vacation that day. Thanks, Leon. Go into 9/11 smoking guns, look it up, answer the questions, and then give me a call back, okay? Let's go to John in New York. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Rid of that. Hi, I'm glad you got rid of that CIA agent.
Oh, that's exactly what he was. He was, he was a disinformation artist.
He was tying up your program so you couldn't do anything else.
I know.
All right, a couple quick things. Number one, if the plane hit the Pentagon and it went through 9 foot of concrete, the walls of the towers were of lightweight concrete and would have blown and gone right through them, so there would have been no shell of hardly any plane sitting inside of the place. Also, the woman standing in the opening of where the plane hit shows that there was no temperature that would have even burned her hands because she was touching the walls. Again, the black smoke would indicate 400 or 500 degrees maximum temperatures. The other thing about that plane that's such a big item is they said, oh, the plane vaporized in the Pentagon. Well, if you go to Google again, you'll see the fighter jet, it's like an F-14 hitting a concrete wall, and it kind of disappears. They say, see that plane vaporized.
Right.
But you know what? It didn't even touch that concrete wall.
All right, John, let's talk about how preposterous it is for this fuel to ignite, to melt aluminum, and then the aluminum is going to melt at 4,700 degrees.
Things that my barn caught on fire and burned right to a crisp, and it had an aluminum engine. Mm-hmm. And when it got set down that aluminum engine, and it was a very hot fire, I mean, you could see through the barn, it was that hot. And when it got set and done, that aluminum engine sat there in a nice big pile at the end of the burning. And, after about 2 days of full fire, the whole barn was taken, and all it did was melt it. It
right.
didn't catch in the fire.
Right.
And that was a hot, red, non-smoking fire.
Right. If his disinformation was correct, I could turn my stove on for 10 hours, and my stove would melt. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate
no problem.
It. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I've been having a lot of hard time, explaining to people, getting through to them exactly why the buildings collapsed and how quickly they collapsed. And the best explanation I heard, now maybe I hope I'm not, repeating something that someone else said, but I heard a lady once speaking on one of these shows, and she said, basically, the building fell at the same rate a bowling ball would fall if it was dropped from 110 stories.
Right.
And the story, according to the 9/11 report, is that each floor successively hit the next one and forced it down. So basically you had a series of 110 ka-clunk, ka-clunk, ka-clunk as each one slammed against the other, correct?
Right.
Hit your stopwatch in 10 seconds. Have a disbeliever go ka-clunk, ka-clunk, ka-clunk 110 times in 10 seconds.
It'll take you about 90 seconds.
They can't do it, which means the entire inside of that building had already been turned to dust and was in total free fall.
Exactly.
And it still doesn't explain Building 7.
No, and it still doesn't explain 250 other questions that are left unanswered that I could go into detail. It would take me every day of my show for 5 days. And just like this caller that called in a while ago, it was a first-time listener. You cannot explain to somebody in one show on one topic or two, exactly what's going on here within this administration, within this agenda for world government. You can't do it. But
I have found, though, that disbelievers, I had a good friend. He's like an ex-Vietnam fighter jet pilot. I've worked with him for years. He couldn't get it through his head. He's a boat builder. He's very mechanical. And he kept saying, I don't believe it. And then when I told him that, I said, okay, clap your hands 110 times. I'll hit my watch. And, he called me back the next day, and he said, hey, I think you got something there.
Exactly.
I mean, I just turned him around, and I've turned a number of people around with that explanation, because you don't have to be, physically, astute.
Oh, I agree with you, Tom, but when you've got a planted disinformation artist like I just had on a few minutes ago, you can tell them that all day, and they're going to come up with something to concoct it because they want to buy time, they want to take up this show, and they want to put they want to plant negative thoughts in people's mind about what we're talking about here. And what we're talking about is getting to the truth, the real truth, not propaganda. Okay.
But for all your listeners out there, if you find that you're frustrated and you can't explain to someone or get it through their head, try them with the 10 seconds and see if they can clap their hands and say, how did this happen? Unless it was completely pulverized inside and everything was falling just through dust.
That is a great point, Tom.
It's an excellent. I found it the best way to get someone to understand.
I'm going to use it. Thank you much for the call, partner. I really appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Go ahead, Don. You're on.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Pretty good. We're going to go to a break. You want me to hold you over?
Sure.
All right. Not yet, but in a minute.
Okay.
What's going on?
Just taking in the physics example that was it Leon that called in?
Yeah.
Gave us, and I don't know what the exact proportion of the average aluminum pan would be compared to the weight of a stove. However, assuming that the pan did melt on the stove, wouldn't it cause the stove to collapse into a pile of rubble? I mean, let's take his argument and take it one step further.
What argument? Go ahead.
You understand.
I know exactly what you're going.
Anyone that has seen any of the films, such as Loose Change or Questions 9/11 or 9/11 Conspiracy, there's a bevy of films. There must be at least 100, 200.
No, I know. I mean, I'd recommend reading 9/11 Synthetic Terror by Webster Tarpley. I've read the book, and I mean, he completely takes it apart. But go ahead.
Sure.
All right, we got a break. Let me hold you over.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go to a break with the last four-minute segment coming up afterwards. You're on with Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with me for the last segment. See you in a few.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. We're back, and I just spilled my Coke. Okay, we're on with Don Nikoloff, last 4 minutes of the hour. Go ahead, Don.
I was looking at jet fuel while your caller was making a big issue of the fuel bringing the buildings down or being the cause.
Yes.
As a result of what melted. There are basically two types of jet fuel on the market. And in America, we use what's called Jet A. It's an unleaded paraffin oil-based fuel. You saw two 110-story skyscrapers come down from a paraffin oil-based fuel. I would say that's virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The other fuel, Jet B, if it was used, is a naphtha kerosene type of fuel. Now, it's more dangerous to handle, and it's used less, probably used more specifically in possibly military applications. I don't know. There's a lot of data out on the fuels, but the operating temperatures are the main purpose of using the fuel, the different types of fuel. In other words, the Jet B fuel is more for anti-gumming and anti-freezing in extremely low temperatures. So I thought I'd bring that point out.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you, this, as you know, Don, this whole thing has been taken apart eight ways to Sunday by physicists, by, eyewitnesses that witnessed the smoke from the bottom of the building. I mean, William Rodriguez was in the building when the explosion went off underneath him. I have seen William Rodriguez. I have witnessed firsthand his testimony. I have seen witnesses from firefighters, from policemen, and so forth. And the only, this fellow that was on is nothing more than a disinformation artist, probably a Fed to plant, the seeds of doubt into 9/11 skeptics. But it doesn't work anymore because the evidence is overwhelming.
Okay? Or he works for Fox News.
Well, that could be as well. but the bottom line is the story's over. We win. The only thing that they have going for them is they have a mainstream media that is controlled. Now, as you know, I mean, it goes beyond that. Once this hits critical mass, if indeed this report that I read by Jesse on TV 9/11 News lies, if indeed it got into the media, and a debate got into the media, the game's over. All of these, draconian legislations that have been passed, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, all of this stuff, 9/11 was the catalyst for that. It was already in the making. You know that, okay? 9/11 was the excuse that they used to totally strip us of our Bill of Rights, habeas corpus, the posse comitatus, all of that, okay? And 9/11 is the core of the issue. We strip that down and pull that curtain away from them, and it's over.
Yeah, you started your show off talking about this peace plan proposal that Dennis Kucinich brought forward.
Right, yes.
He introduced that in July of 2001.
Did he?
And there's a series of numbers that it went through. You might just hit Wikipedia. Google his name, and it's inside of the Wikipedia biography on him.
Okay.
But I found it to be rather revealing there that it was shelved, and he voted against the Patriot Act.
Did he? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming up on the end of the hour, and the music's playing, Don. Okay. So another day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Another day is over. Tomorrow I've got Rosalind Peterson going to come up and talk about those contrails and plumes. So see you tomorrow. Stick with us, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Bye.